medical marijuana is now legal in 16 states plus the District of Columbia.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV. We are at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, and we're talking to Rob Campia, the Executive Director of Marijuana Policy Project. Rob, thanks for talking to us.
Good to be here.
Give us the quick rundown of what is the state of marijuana legalization in America.
We've had our best run of victories ever recently. We legalized medical marijuana in Arizona in November of 2010, and then this past spring we improved the medical marijuana laws in Maryland and in Vermont, and we legalized medical marijuana in Delaware. So as a result, medical marijuana is now legal in 16 states plus the District of Columbia.
Let's talk about District of Columbia. It's legal, but nothing's happening, right? So how typical is that, that a state like New Jersey or D.C. legalizes medical marijuana, but then, you know, it doesn't get into the patient's hands?
So New Jersey and D.C. are different. In D.C., it is happening, it's just slow. So the D.C. government is going to be issuing permits to 5 dispensaries and 10 growers and then hundreds of patients in the next couple months. In New Jersey, it's actually being blocked by a hostile governor, and that will probably end up in litigation.
It's something for libertarians to think about. Chris Christie seems pretty good when it comes to talking to teachers' unions, not so good when he's talking about giving life-saving drug or life-enhancing drug to cancer patients.
Yeah, that's right. Chris Christie is, if you support him, then you're getting half a loaf of the libertarian agenda, and if you support a Democrat, you're getting the other half of the loaf, and you're not going to be fully satisfied with either of the two major
parties. We want
parties.
The full loaf.
Finally. The full loaf.
Well, talk about that in the context of national politics, because Barack Obama, when he was elected, people thought they were electing somebody who was going to be, rethinking the drug war. He said as much. He's been terrible on the medical marijuana issue, on pushing DEA raids in California and other states. What's going on with that, and is he losing people on the left because of his medical marijuana steps?
Yeah, he's certainly losing people on the left because he's just been flip-flopping all around. And if I had to actually give you my opinion as to what I think is really going on, it's that, you know, Obama's the CEO of what is essentially the largest company in the country called the federal government. And so it's hard to actually manage millions of people simultaneously. And so what he's doing, because he and his chief of staff have limited time, they're only focusing on the big issues.
But Eric Holder said early on that they weren't going to be doing this type of stuff.
Yeah, right? I'm not saying there hasn't been a flip-flop. I'm skeptical that Obama is sort of scheming actively on this. I think what's happening is that
it's not a high priority issue.
And he's not paying attention, and so then these bureaucrats who are running the DEA and so forth are getting to call their own shots.
In 2010, California had a marijuana legalization ballot initiative, which got a fairly surprising 47% of the vote. Was that a good thing for marijuana legalization, and what are the prospects come 2012?
I think it was not a good thing for anyone who donated a lot of money to that campaign, but for those of us that donated $0 to that campaign, it was a good thing because it did move the ball forward. You know, getting 46.5% is the high watermark for any initiative in the history of the country to seek the end of marijuana prohibition.
What about in other states, like Colorado is looking to push something like that, possibly Nevada, a couple other places? Do you think what are the prospects of a marijuana legalization ballot initiative or bill actually becoming law in 2012?
Well, the Colorado initiative that you mentioned is actually our flagship project, so I actually think that it's more likely than not that we're going to be able to pass that initiative in Colorado. And the reason I say that is that the polling in Colorado on this initiative is currently at about 50%, and support is increasing in Colorado over time. Combined with that is that Colorado is actually a swing state in the presidential election. When you have a huge voter turnout in a swing state during a presidential election, that means that there's a lot of young people coming out to vote who otherwise wouldn't vote, and that's actually good for any marijuana initiative. In addition, we're going to have money on our side, and the opposition's probably not going to have real money on their side, which is the case basically with every statewide marijuana initiative.
I guess the hardest thing in that is going to be putting up with all the Rocky Mountain High jokes.
Well, you know, I think the people of Colorado are already used to those jokes, so we might actually be impervious.
Okay, well, that's very good. Are there other ballot initiatives or initiatives that you're looking forward to as we go into the high water mark of the presidential election?
It's highly likely there's going to be an initiative to end marijuana prohibition in Washington State. There might be another try in California, but it's unclear if the money's going to be there. And then in terms of medical marijuana, the state that's most likely to do an initiative is Arkansas, and that's just a question of whether we could quickly raise $100,000 for that. And then Idaho would be also another medical marijuana initiative state. So we're looking at minimum one, but probably more like four initiatives in November 2012.
All right. Rob Campia of Marijuana Policy Project, MPP. You're at mpp.org. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.